الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم الصلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا صدق الله العظيم سورة الإسراء verses number 16 and 17 سورة الإسراء verses number 16 and 17 and for those of you who know سورة الإسراء Surah Al-Isra is also known as Surah Bani Israel. Surah Bani Israel. Especially from verses 2, from 4 to 8. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two corruptions, لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ and the two punishments, وَعْدُ الْأُولَى and وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ وَعْدُ الْأُولَى was with the Neo-Assyrian and Neo-Babylonian destructions of the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Israel and Judea respectively, 722 BC and 587 BC, and their subsequent expulsion from the land and into exile in Babylon, in Babel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they made tawbah, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمَ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ and then we returned the kingdom to you over them, meaning over your enemies, that culminated after their return in 539 at the edict of Cyrus the Great, the king of Persia, 539 BC, where they began to return. He returned the Judeans back to Judea, the remnant of Bani Israel, and then in 330, defeated by Alexander the Great, the Persian Empire was defeated by Alexander the Great, the Macedonian. And then at his death, his empire was divided up amongst his generals, and Seleucid, his one general, took over the area of Greater Sham, Greater Syria, of which Palestine was part of. And in 167, with the Maccabean Revolt, which culminated in the establishment of another kingdom for Bani Israel, which Allah gave to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says He aided them. وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ And we helped you with wealth and with children. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا And we made you even greater in numbers than your previous generations. And then after the establishment of their second kingdom, again there was corruption. There was first a civil war, just like after Nabi Sulaiman when the kingdom split. This one was between the two Hashmonean kings, Aristobulus II and Hyrcanus II. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still sent the Masih ibn Maryam. They disbelieved him and even tried to kill him, culminating in their final expulsion from the land at the hand of the Romans. Firstly from Jerusalem. Jerusalem's name was changed to Alia Capitolina. The temple of Jupiter was erected inside Beit al-Maqdis. And Jews were forbidden from living in Jerusalem. And that culminated in their final expulsion and the beginning of the Great Diaspora in 134 by Emperor Hadrian. We even changed the name from Judea to Syriac Palestinia. In fact, there were three: Palestina Prima, Palestina Secunda, and then there was a third Palestinian district under the Romans. And that's why we call it Palestine. Geographically, it is the land of Palestine. According to the Quran, according to our Aqidah, we call it Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, Al-Ard Al-Mubaraka. It is the holy land, it is the blessed land. It is the land of the Anbiya, it is the land of the Ula Qiblatain, of the first of the two Qiblas. It is the land of Isra wal-Mi'raj. And so this verse, which is 16, or verses 16 and 17, comes after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the two corruptions and the two expulsions of Bani Israel. And then, of course, the third warning. There are three warnings. The warning they received of the first destruction, the warning they received of the second destruction and expulsion, and then the third warning, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا. And if you come back, and if you come back. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ. It might be that your Lord will show mercy to you. What was that mercy? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We didn't send thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a mercy to mankind. That was Bani Israel's chance to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the revelation of the Holy Quran, and to become part of his ummah. And then they would be of the inheritors of the promise of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But not as zalimeen, not as brutal, occupying oppressors. Nabi Ibrahim asked the question, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. What about my progeny? إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Making you a leader in faith, in tawheed, O Abraham. That's why it's called Millatu Ibrahim, Hanifa. I'm making you a leader in faith. This land, this holy land, is promised to you and your spiritual progeny. It is promised to you and your spiritual progeny, your spiritual descendants, which we are. We are the spiritual descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna awla an-nas bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'u wa hadha an-nabiyyu walladhina amanu. Indeed, those who have most right over Abraham are those who follow Abraham, and this prophet has more right over Abraham sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those that believe with this prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ. It might be that Allah will show mercy to you. Bani Nadir, Bani Qaynuqa, Bani Qurayza, they had their chance. And only a few of them embraced Islam. The Prophet even said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if 10 of the Ahbar of the Yahud of Medina, if 10 of the Ahbar, meaning the rabbis or priests, high priests of the Jews of Medina, had to have embraced Islam, they would have all embraced. But there was only a few from the Ahbar and some of the Awam. A few from the priests or the rabbis and some of the lay people. The significant ones was Mukhayriq. He was of the Ahbar. Abdullah bin Salam and Ka'b al-Ahbar, radiyallahu anhum. They were great companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was their chance to receive the mercy. But most of them disbelieved. Most of them rejected. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا. And if you come back, and we can take this literally, if you come back to the land without permission. Because the first two times, they inhabited the land with the permission of Allah. The 77 years under Nabi Dawood and Nabi Sulaiman, and the 77 years of the Ad-Dawla Al-Khashmuniya, the Hasmonean dynasty. Both 77 years. But if you come back to the land without permission, as the Zionists did in 1948, to establish a state without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in rebellion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عُدَنَا, we'll come back to punishing you. We will come back to punishing you. And what is the sign of that punishment? We have to now skip to verse number 16. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. And if we want to destroy a place, what do we first do? أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. Then we will admonish the status quo. And when we're talking about the status quo, we're not just talking about the Knesset.
But we're talking about the entire Senate, all 97 senators, that's 100% of the Senate, is behind the Zionist state of Israel in their massacre, which again started today just before Jumu'ah. Within space of 2 hours, there were another 30 shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their martyrdom. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. The entire Senate and 99% of the Congress. In actual fact, they just passed a bill now equating anti-Semitism anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. What a lot of rubbish. Allah, I need to do a whole khutbah on that, inshallah. That's not going to be the topic for today. So, amarna mutrafiha. We admonish. And how is the admonishment coming? Have you seen? You know, subhanAllah, we had two marches. In America, it's like almost every day. There is something happening for Palestine, for Gaza. Likewise in the United Kingdom, likewise in many parts of Europe, because it's America, it's the United Kingdom, it's Europe, most of Europe is giving unwavering support for the Zionist project, the international Zionist project, which controls the Senate and the Congress. Nobody gets elected to the Senate or the Congress except with the approval of AIPAC, American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, which used to be, by the way, called ASPAC, American Zionist Public Affairs Committee. So this is the status quo. The Biden administration, the Sunak administration, along with the opposition, Keir, what's his surname? Starmer. Keir Starmer and Rishi, doesn't matter. In actual fact, somebody said America is a one-party state, but like with all American extravagance, they want two of them. It's like a one-party state. You know, it's corporate A and corporate B. Same goes for the United Kingdom. Same goes for most of the countries in Europe. And they are controlled by the Zionist lobbies. Amarna mutrafiha. So first they are admonished. And the admonishment is coming from the public. And from their own people. I mean, you think they take note of us, Muslimin? They don't give us the time of day. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. We have no need of them, wallah. We only have need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only have need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many of their own people, from the Christian and Jewish faith, are admonishing them about what they are doing in Gaza and in the West Bank. Wallahi, what's happening in the West Bank, wallahi, it is... I mean, the humiliation with which the Palestinians are being humiliated with in the West Bank is probably far greater than anything that they might be experiencing in Gaza. In Gaza, it's death. Oh, we can't... Astaghfirullah. I make tawbah for saying death. It's not death. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَيْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say those who have been slain in the path of Allah, they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. They are alive, but you do not, but yet you perceive it not. So we don't say death, we don't say dead, but they have been slain. They've been murdered in cold blood. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all shuhada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept their shahada, accept their martyrdom. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So the status quo is being admonished by people of their own faiths, of their own culture, of their own nations. They're being admonished. And the whole plight of the Palestinians is being highlighted now more than ever before. And let me tell you something today. Last week we spoke about the fact that يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That was last week, wasn't it? We want to put out, or they want, astaghfirullah, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Allah completes and perfects His light even if the disbelievers dislike it. We spoke about that last week. So they can never ever extinguish the light of Allah. Islam is spreading now more than ever before. لِيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. that this matter of Islam will reach those parts of the world that the night and the day have reached. Allah. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Wallahi jama'a, if you're a Muslim, and alhamdulillah we are all Muslimin here. I'm speaking to myself. Riyad, if you are a Muslim, then say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for guiding us to Islam, and we would not have been guided if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't guide us. You know, wallahi billahi tallahi, I give you all three of huruf al-qasam, all the letters of taking an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just watching our brave fighters of Harakat al-Muqawamat al-Islamiyya, of Hamas, watching them handing over those hostages. Wallahi, I was saying, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Look at the beauty of Islam. Look at the hostages that are being freed, yet they're giving high fives. And they are smiling, and they are writing letters. The one lady wrote, she said, thanking them for treating her daughter like a queen in captivity. Treating her daughter like a queen. She said, we will be forever be captives of your humanity. She said, you are not just friends, you are the beloved and the good. The beloved and the good. One Christian conservative, she said she was in the Christian conservative movement in the, I don't know which church, for 11 years. She says that the tree is known by the fruit that it bears. When she looks at the Palestinian people, she is certain that these are the people of God. I'm quoting to you. She said these are God's chosen people. And He's righteous. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم سورة النصر. The chapter of victory. Wallahi Jamaat al-Muslimin, there is a victory unfolding right now in front of our eyes. If we truly understand what is victory. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when He aids the believers over the enemies. In what? In just freeing a land and establishing a flag and a parliament and elections and an economy and employment and to be able to go abroad and go on holiday and study. And is that what it's all about? Is that the reason for which we've been created? وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn kind or mankind except for the purpose of worship. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. I do not want sustenance from them, that means for themselves. Nor do I want them to sustain themselves on one day or any particular day. Indeed Allah, He is the one and only sustainer with great might and power. Telling us, reminding us that that's not our wazifa. Our portfolio is one thing, ibadah. To submit and to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to take that message to the world. To call everybody to partake in that worship of the one and only almighty creator, cherisher, nourisher, sustainer, manager, controller, owner and ruler, protector, helper and guider of everyone and everything in the heavens and on earth. هَذِهِ وَظِيفَتُنَا. This is our job. And this is what our brothers and sisters in Gaza have understood. Especially those that are in the first saf leading this fight. That this is not just about a piece of land. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The opening, what is being opened here? From the moment this surah was revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the second day of Tashriq, according to one riwayah. In actual fact, he had also received with this revelation of the surah, he said, إِنَّهُ قَدْ نُعِيتُ لِنَفْسِي. He said, I've been informed that I'm going to die. He told Sayyidah Fatima. She cried, but then he told her, but you'll be the first one to meet up with me. And so she laughed. She cried, and then she laughed. She cried because her father knew that he was going to die. He died 81 days. 81 days after the Khutbat al-Wada', after the farewell sermon. He lived for 81 days. ثُمَّ انْتَقَلَ إِلَى رَفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his most beloved to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad, his most beloved to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him back, raised him up from this world. And that surah, Surah An-Nasr, doesn't just speak about Fathu Makkah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Because after Fathu Makkah, there was Futuhat. Great openings. Within 70 years, the Muslimin had established themselves as an empire from the Pyrenees Mountains in France till China in the east. But it wasn't just about that. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. If the aid of Allah and the victory of Allah comes and the opening of Allah comes and you see people entering into Islam in waves. Wallahi, those waves have never stopped. And this is the real opening. The opening and the conquering of the hearts. Wallahi, you and I will not believe how many hearts around the world, في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, from the furthest east to the furthest west. How many hearts have been conquered with the beauty of the deen of Islam? This is the real victory. And this is a permanent victory that nobody can undo until it is complete. Until all falsehood has fled away. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the truth has come and falsehood has perished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to perish. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَ فِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. So the status quo have heard the message. But did they submit? Did they surrender? Have their hearts suffered? No, they're becoming even more cruel. They're becoming even more vicious. They are becoming even more determined to commit mass murder, genocide, and ethnic cleansing. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. They've been warned. They've been admonished. Stop! Stop this massacre. Stop this genocide. Cease fire now, they call out. But up till today, none of them have called for a ceasefire. None of them. Not one. Not one. No, we will look into having a humanitarian pause. Otherwise, we'll give them a few days to breathe. Maybe, you know, go out for a meal. Maybe go and look at the destroyed house. 80% of the people of Gaza are homeless. 80% of the people of Gaza are homeless. And then after we've given them a few days, how many 6 days? Eh? It was 4 plus 2. After 6 days, we'll start killing them again. We'll start bombing them again. So the people, the ordinary, the lay people of this world. And when I say lay people, I'm including in that many people from all different walks of life, all different professions, but not the status quo. The status quo that is running this war. And I'm speaking particularly of the Western world. And more specifically, the Anglophone Western world and their allies. And their allies. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. What is fisq? إِذَا فَسَقَتِ الرُّتْبَةُ عَنْ قِشْرِهَا. I've explained this before. You know, the fruit and the vegetable, it's got a skin. What's the purpose of the skin? To protect it. to protect the fruit. As soon as you remove that skin, what happens? It becomes rotten. It goes off very quickly. And that is what we are dealing with. We're dealing with rotten human beings. I won't say animals. I love animals. Animals don't do this in the wild. Wallahi, these are demons. We are dealing with فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Fight the allies of Satan. Indeed, the plot of Satan is weak. The plot of Satan is weak. Because wallahi, when you actually see strategically what they are doing, they are destroying themselves. I heard one analyst say, this is the greatest defeat. He said since 1973. I don't know, it could even be before that. But he said since 1973, the Zionist state has never ever experienced such a defeat. More than 300 tanks have been destroyed in the ground invasion. And who knows how many of their soldiers. They are professional liars. I mean, يَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They speak lies against God. Allah says in the Quran, the wicked of Bani Israel. The wicked, underline that word, the wicked of Bani Israel. They tell lies against God. Because Bani Israel was made up of Anbiya, Awliya. Most of the Anbiya, most of the prophets, according to Ibn Abbas, were sent to Bani Israel. But the wicked from Bani Israel, Allah tells us about all of their deeds in the Holy Quran. And one of the things that they were professional about was telling lies. If you can lie against Allah, you can lie against anybody. If you can kill prophets, you can kill anybody. ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. That is because they belied the signs of Allah. And they killed the prophets of Allah unjustly. That was because they were disobedient and they transgressed the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasaqu, they came out of the laws and commandments of Allah. And we see it continuing up today. They have become rotten. Not just from Bani Israel, but anybody who has embraced Zionism. I mentioned this the other day. There's never been an alliance between Jews and Christians. In history, never. In fact, in the late 19th century, in the late 1800s, they were still calling Jews Christ killers in England. In Whitechapel, in Shoreditch, in Allgate East, Brick Lane, that was the East End where the Jews used to live. They were still calling them Christ killers. So there's never been an alliance. Until when? Until Zionism. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum. Of those of you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies when they are allies. Okay, the word when doesn't come here, put that in brackets, but that's what it means. When some of them, when they, some of the Christians and some of the Jews, because it's not all Christians. In fact, mainstream Christianity, the Catholic Church, the mainstream Protestant churches, and the Orthodox churches, Russian and Greek Orthodox, consider Zionism to be a heresy, nay, blasphemy. And likewise with Jewish Zionism. According to strict Orthodox rabbinical Judaism, Zionism is a rebellion against God. بَعَضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. So it's only some of them. Some of the Jews and some of the Christians. They've made an alliance on what? On Zionism. That's what's brought them together. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلُّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ. And whoever allies with them from you, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Then he is of them. He is of them. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا نُهْلِكَ قَرِيَةً. So when we intend to destroy a place, we command its status quo. It's affluent in actual fact. You can even use the word affluent. The rich and powerful. We command the affluent, but they defiantly disobey therein. And so the word of their destruction comes into effect on them. They become deserving of Allah's punishment. They become deserving of Allah's punishment. And then we destroy them with an utter destruction. And then verse number 17. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. And how many have we destroyed from the generations after Noah? And sufficient is your Lord concerning the sins of his servants, all aware and all seeing. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. The war criminal. Who am I going to speak about now? The war criminal died on Wednesday. Henry Kissinger, born in 1923 in Germany, in Nazi Germany. His family escaped with him. I don't know how many siblings he has, but basically his family escaped Nazi Germany and went to America when he was 13 years old in 1936. And he eventually joined the U.S. Army. And he was involved in the U.S. intelligence. And after the war, he climbed his way up to Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, especially in the Nixon era. They say that Henry Kissinger, who received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973, was responsible for the death of more than 3 million people. And that's no exaggeration. Go do the research. Go look it up. Just Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. He oversaw the dropping of more than 540,000 tons of munitions on Cambodia. 500,000 were killed. And I don't know how many million bombs were dropped on Laos. No country has been carpet bombed under the direct advice and instruction of Richard Nixon than the country of Laos. This is not new, Jamaatul Muslimin. I've mentioned about Curtis LeMay the other day, General Curtis LeMay. What is his nickname? Bombs away, Curtis LeMay, they say. Who was responsible for the firebombing of Tokyo and about another 30 other Japanese cities. Firebombed. In actual fact, they set up these wooden towns in the desert and then they wanted to see how the napalm would work. And when they saw how it ferociously burnt everything to the ground, they started bombing Japan. And that was before they dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Not to mention the 3 million innocent civilians that were killed in the Vietnam War. Not to mention what happened in Argentina and Chile and all the other interventions around the world. That was under Henry Kissinger. And then, of course, you and I, it's very fresh in our memory, Afghanistan and Iraq. And of course, as an ardent Zionist, Henry Kissinger, an ardent Zionist. In fact, he was the one that went to go negotiate for Malik Faisal, rahimahullah ta'ala, King Faisal of Saudi Arabia, the only king to really stand up and even threatened to call for a jihad. In actual fact, he said, if Allah does not write for me jihad to liberate Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, then he must take me from this world. He mustn't let me remain one moment longer in this world. And very shortly after that, he was assassinated by his own nephew, who had been studying where? In America. Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't sleep. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِ لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُ. Allah gives respite to the oppressor. And Allah even is using him. Wallahi, Allah is using these oppressors to spread the deen of Islam. Don't forget who brought the Muslims to Cape Town. The Dutch oppressors. And you know, if you read, if you go into the archives and you read what they did to our people here in this Cape Town. The placard of 1842, Van Diemen's placard. It was already being implemented in Indonesia, in Java, in Batavia, before Jan van Riebeek arrived at the shores of Cape Town. What was that placard? That there was only one religion that was allowed to be practiced, and that was the Calvinist Christian religion. But they made some allowances in Cape Town that they could practice it, but in secret. If they were caught practicing it in the open, And they were caught calling people to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they would be taken to the castle. They would be tortured in the dungeons. Then they would be dragged for 2 kilometers from the castle to Gallows Hill traffic department. Okay, the traffic department wasn't there. But there was a hill called Gallows Hill. There was 2 gallows. The one was in Greenpoint, and the other one was in Baitakan Street. Don't go down Baitakan Street. I say, khafalaka plik, astaghfirullah. And they would be dragged for 2 kilometers from the castle to Gallows Hill. Then they would be broken on the wheel. Imagine something like that. They would be put into this wheel, their arms and legs folded, and they would be broken on this wheel. Then they would be crucified, and then they would be hung. But yet here we are sitting today. Allahu Akbar. Am yuriduna kayda, or they are plotting an evil plot. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. As for those who disbelieve, their plots are part of Allah's plan. Imagine Allah used the kuffar to bring Islam to South Africa. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is not a time for being despondent. This is not a time for losing hope, Jamaatul Muslimin. This is a permanent victory that has never ended and will never end. We just have to make sure that we are inspired by the people that are inspiring the entire world, and that we must stand firmly with them, and that we must continue to aid them and support them and make dua for them, that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala we can see their and our true freedom and true liberation in our lifetime, and to make as-salat fi masjid al-aqsa wa huwa hurrun aziz. To make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, and it is liberated, it is sanctified, and the honor and the dignity of its people have been returned. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wheel to Heal team have once again partnered with AMA and decided to go on another epic humanitarian journey where 75 cyclists will ride 75 kilometers to highlight the 75 years of oppression in Palestine, with the aim of raising much needed funds for the humanitarian crisis in Palestine. Date 10th of December 2023. Start 5:30 a.m. from Masjid al-Quds. End at 11 a.m. Islamia College. There will be an important program and Palestinian goodies for sale. Please contribute to this noble cause. There will be collection boxes outside the masjid today, or you can make a direct deposit into the bank account that appears on the poster. 100% of all donations will be received and channeled to Gaza through the Africa Muslim Agency. Your contributions will be used to fill trucks with humanitarian aid, medicines, food, clothing, consumables. Your help in this regard will go a long way towards fulfilling this most needed objective. May Allah accept. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا